What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at 8:23, this is Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. The Food and Drug Administration has brought in approval of the Flu Mist nasal spray to become the first self-administered influenza vaccine. Joining us with more information, CBS reporter Alexander Tin. Alexander, thank you very much for being with us. Tell us about Flu Mist.
Right. So Flu Mist is not a new vaccine. It's a vaccine that's been approved by the FDA on the market for, you know, around two decades now. But what has changed is that AstraZeneca has essentially run a study showing that adults were able to follow instructions to use the vaccine spray on themselves or on their children. The FDA signed off on a request from AstraZeneca just a few days ago, and AstraZeneca is now working on essentially rolling out this at-home version of their nasal spray vaccine, not for this season, but hopefully for next flu season.
When it comes to this vaccine compared to traditional vaccines that would be given by shot, you know, tell us what maybe some of the similarities and some of the differences are in the effectiveness of handling different strains of flu.
Yeah, I mean, there were concerns over Flu Mist's effectiveness compared to the other vaccines back in 2016. People might remember that the CDC actually took the rare step of recommending against use of this vaccine back in 2016. AstraZeneca changed the design of their vaccine. They changed the ingredients that they put in it, and they earned back the CDC's recommendation in 2018. Flu Mist has been used pretty rarely in the United States since then, but overseas, AstraZeneca has pointed to data suggesting it is about as effective, if not more effective, than other widely used, you know, traditional vaccines that go into your arm.
Any side effects, Alexander?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the typical side effects that you see with other flu vaccines. There is some evidence to suggest that there are greater side effects. There are also some safety risks, especially if you are immunocompromised. The reason is because, unlike some other flu vaccines, Flu Mist uses a weakened but live version of the influenza virus. So, for example, if you are severely immunocompromised or you care for somebody who is severely immunocompromised, they should be not getting this vaccine. They should be getting a different inactivated vaccine.
We're speaking with CBS reporter Alexander Tin. So you said it will be available probably by next flu season. How will people get it? Is this something that you just walk into a pharmacy and get?
Yeah, well, AstraZeneca has not given a whole lot of details yet, but what they have said so far is they are hoping to sell the vaccine essentially directly to adults, and it'll be shipped to your home through an online pharmacy. The idea is you would essentially log into this website, complete a screening questionnaire, put in your address, and you'd be able to order a vaccine for yourself as well as for your children. But again, we don't know the details of that yet. AstraZeneca was hoping to roll this out in time for this season, but the approval came too late. So they're hoping now to roll the details of this out in time for next flu season at the earliest.
CBS reporter Alexander Tin, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks so much.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.